Nobody knows what is in the vials. By Sasha Ladapova. December 23, 2022. COVID-19 injections are dangerous, non-compliant biological materials. Their production must be stopped until a full investigation can be done. Many of us are familiar with the following conundrum. On one hand, highly credentialed scientists and doctors have written numerous research papers explaining the dangerous mechanisms of action underlying mRNA-DNA platform technologies. The papers are meticulously researched and depict, correctly in my opinion, many terrifying consequences of the technology that breaches the innate protective mechanisms of human cells. Furthermore, these theoretical papers are validated by the observed outcomes, such as, for example, increases in all-cause mortality in high correlation with increases in rates of vaccination in a given territory, unprecedented increases in the adverse events and deaths recorded by various passive reporting, https://openves.com. Astonishingly high reports of the adverse events and deaths from the farmers' own pharmacovigilance systems and autopsy findings in vaccinated post-mortem showing. The mechanisms of mRNA technology damage in histopathologic evaluations. On the other hand, many who have received the injections report no adverse effects and deem the data points above a crazy conspiracy. The question from the uninjured seems to be, why don't we see more deaths if what you say about mRNA products is true? Setting aside ethical limitations of this question, here is a possible answer why. The mRNA shots do not conform to their label specifications. In practice, both blank and lethal vials and anything in between is produced. Without full compliance, nobody, not even the manufacturers or regulators, know exactly what ends up being produced. Vials of mRNA injections are not routinely tested by the manufacturers for conformity to the label. The only vial level tests specified by Pfizer in leaked chemistry manufacturing and controls (CMC) documents are the vial weight at filling, manual inspection for large visible particles, and some tests related to integrity such as vial capping. However, no vial or dose, i.e., unit level as dispensed tests verifying the ingredients are described as routine. How is the public assured that each Pfizer dose contains 30 micrograms of mRNA as stated on the label? What level of variability of this key ingredient and other ingredients is acceptable? The ingredient conformity tests described in Pfizer CMC package are based on the bulk product batch testing and upstream manufacturing process step. It is a regulatory requirement to retain samples of each batch produced, and these samples of vials should exist and be available for examination. Per contracts with the US government, the product is shipped to the DoD, who retains the ownership of the vials until the product is injected into people. These contracts are very detailed and specify manufacturing data to be delivered to the DoD. However, I did not find any descriptions of sampling of the vials for purposes of verification of their contents vs the label. Furthermore, it is expressly forbidden by the international vaccine supply contracts to perform the vial tests for label conformity. Despite the disturbing prohibition of the independent vial testing, covert random testing of the mRNA vials has been ongoing worldwide. Reported thousands of vials have been obtained and tested by dozens of research groups working independently of each other. The quality of these studies varies and depends on the conditions of the samples acquired, access to the lab equipment, and the experience of the investigators. However, the consistent finding among all is that there is yet a single vial to be found in full conformance to the manufacturer's label. A review of these independent testing efforts has been published recently. Another high-quality report summarizes experiences testing vials from various manufacturers in Germany. These studies use different techniques ranging from optical to electron microscopy, spectroscopy, as well as isolation of genetic and protein components and in some cases sequencing of the RNA. Some vials contain RNA as well as high concentrations of DNA and protein impurities in quantities far exceeding allowed limits specified by the manufacturer. When RNA was sequenced, the sequences did not fully match the specified BNT162b2 sequence, and a large quantity of RNA fragments was found. In other instances, vials are found apparently without RNA or DNA in them, evidently absent nitrogen and phosphorus. Want to know what's inside the vaccine vials? Visit stevekirsch.substack.com. That's stevekirsch.substack.com. Want to know what's inside the vaccine vials?